Title: Day 2 Notes for the 40th Annual J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference, 2022. Content: The phrase "whole person health" kept echoing through the virtual hallways during the second day of the 40th Annual J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference. Looking at the whole person, not just separate organs or body systems, may seem obvious and common sense, but it's not how our well-planned, highly logical healthcare system currently is structured. There are many examples of how segmentation and fragmentation is the rule, rather than the exception. Just like a department store where you might go shopping in the men's clothing section and then in the shoe section and then in another department to finally get everything you need, hospitals are organized primarily by organs, body systems, illnesses and modalities, not for patient convenience or for whole health. Similarly, if you have a medical concern and decide to go see a doctor, you have to decide if you should go to a cardiologist, pulmonologist, internist, or family practice physician. Unless you're in a value-based arrangement, it typically is the patient's responsibility to trek from one doctor to another and to try to meaningfully connect the dots. Moreover, if there is a mental health aspect to be addressed, there may be a whole different set of health plans, administrators, doctors, therapists, counselors, and other mental health professionals, not to mention reimbursement issues, to contend with. And yet, it doesn't really make much sense anymore. We all know that many chronic diseases implicate multiple symptoms and comorbidities. A person with obesity may also have diabetes, current or possible cardiovascular disease, musculoskeletal problems, depression, chronic pain, and many other issues. So, what can be done about that? Cigna Chief Executive Officer David Cordani, in his presentation today, talked about how the need for whole person health, coordinating physical and mental health well-being, is becoming accepted globally and is embodied in Cigna's strategy to create better clinical and life quality for people, as well as affordability, through its coordinated behavioral, virtual, pharmacological, and health plan initiatives. A good portion of Cordani's presentation was focused on Cigna's Evernorth initiative, which includes pharmacy and benefits management, Express Scripts, eviCore, Care, MDLive and behavioral health, and intelligence, analytics, predictive models, offerings. Cordani made the same point we heard yesterday: technology and virtual care present tremendous opportunities to address chronic condition management, mental health, and physical health needs. One Medical, which recently merged with Iora Health, also is integrating mental health into its primary care platform, with its CEO Amir Dan Rubin citing a case study showing a 50% reduction in severe anxiety where primary care drives mental health access to One Medical group visits, virtual behavioral solutions, and medication. Yesterday, Oak Street Health talked about its recent addition of behavioral health support and its launch of a comprehensive virtual care network in 2022. Another interesting example is Vera Whole Health. Yes, that really is their whole health name. Dan Mendelson, CEO of Morgan Health, a J.P. Morgan company, today described the recent launch in the Columbus, Ohio market of an arrangement between Vera Whole Health and Central Ohio Primary Care, COPC, the largest independent primary care group in the United States, to provide whole health care to the thousands of J.P. Morgan employees in the Columbus market. Vera, which recently received an investment from private equity fund Clayton Dubilier & Rice, and was the first investment by Morgan Health, provides a more holistic view of an employee's health and higher levels of patient engagement. It is a primary care team-driven model that operates on a full-risk, subscription basis for commercial patients, very different from traditional fee-for-service. A patient's care is coordinated by his or her primary care physician, and a member has the freedom to see his or her choice of specialists. Vera will call upon Cox's existing clinics and will help grow new clinics to service the needs of J.P. Morgan's employees, approximately half of which are already patients of COPC. This advanced care, global risk model is very common in the Medicare Advantage world, such as with Agilent Health, ChinMed, Iora/One Medical, or Oak Street, but